Oh, we're up to the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, the bottom. Yeah. 10 lines from the bottom. Now, the next few blatter, all about the sugyas about Mokim Tinoifis and Hirur and Machshavah B'Mokim, that's also to Mechashav, etc., etc. Zog the Mishnah. Hoya Oymeid B'Tfilah V'Niska Shu Balkeri. If someone is in the midst of davening, and he remembers now that he's a Balkeri, so lo yafsik, you don't stop davening, but rather, what do you do? Eli Yekatzer. You do the shortened Shemona Esrei, Zog Drashi, Yekatzer kol brocha v'brocha v'ayma kol ha-brochas b'koitzer. That sounds like Birchas Avineni. Every brocha, the shortened version. Yorad litvoil. Now, if let's say a person went down to the mikveh, he's going to the mikveh in the morning. Im yochalalois ulis, and it comes now as man of Kriyashma. So now, im yochalalois ulis kasois, if you have time to come out of the mikveh and to cover yourself, velikois, and to read Kriyashma, ach loy teinetz achamo, because like we had in the Gemara earlier, vasikin mispalol tefillah shachris by neitz achamo. In order to accomplish that, you have to say Kriyashma right before neitz achamo. So if you're able to do the chatchilah dikwei of vasikin, which means you have enough time to be oil and cover yourself, velikrois ach loy teinetz achamo, in order to damage menesse bit kvasikin, so then yale, you go up, you leave the water, viyiskas, and you cover yourself, viyikra. Vimlav, and if you're not going to have time to read Kriyashma, not by the service of Kriyashma, but by the Zman of Vasikin, so then do Kriyashma in the water. Yiskas b'mayim v'yikra. Now, mayim v'yikra means in order that libo should not be roise ever, the water has to be mayim achurim. It has to be water that is not clear tzlulim. Water, what are you gaining? It's vital libo roise ever. Now, now, even though you're covering yourself with water that we said is not slulim, but it can't be mayim roim, it can't be dirty water that is saruach, zagrashi, sruchim. Mea mishra is water that you were sure the pishtin in. Also, it has a putrid smell. Ad shiyatil l'toichon mayim. Now, ad shiyatil l'toichon mayim is a new din, the Gemara is going to say. Ad shiyatil l'toichon mayim is going on. If a person is saying kriyashma in front of meirag l'ayim, you have a bucket of meraglayim. So in order to be mevatel the meraglayim, you have to be noitel mayim into the meraglayim. It didn't bittel. We see so not much. That is the din of this part of the Mishnah. Only then could you say kriyashma in front of water. The kame yachig, now that's talking about meraglayim. The kame yachig mehen umin atzoya. How much you have to be machig from them, from meraglayim, and from tzoya? Dalad ames. That means, dalad ames you have to be removed. Now, this really means, dalad ames, if the tzoya is in front of you, in the side of you, or in the back of you. Lefonov, the Gemara is going to come out, it's Mekumloyenov. That means you cannot, even if you're 5 amas, if you see it, it's Vaita Osa Kumloyenov. But this is talking about Pashtas Tsoya Dalar Amis, if it's not a problem of Lefonov where it's Kumloyenov. Zog the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. Hoya Oymed Betfilo Veniska Shubal Keri Lo Yavsikal Yikatzel. Hoya Koyra Betoyra Veniska Shubal Keri. Likewise, if you're reading the Torah, and you remember you're a Balkeri, ain't a mafsik. You don't stop in your tracks, stop reading the Torah. V'oila. V'oila means to be, you leave the Kriya. Oila means like Yerit. Ain't a mafsik v'oila. You don't stop and go off. But you rather read it, Zagdrashi, b'merutza. That means you read it in a mumbly-jumbly way, not in a clear way, because it's me, a Balkeri. So you don't want to read Torah. But you read it in a way that is not really, it's a bzoi, in velav, rafya biyodi. It's a megamgim, quickly. Like a lot of people, unfortunately, lame. Not by us, Baruch Hashem. Zog the Gemara. Remeya oimer, ein Balkeri rashoi likos b'tero yoyse megim psukim. You're not allowed to read more than 3 psukim. 3 psukim is the minimum. Like Rashi brings, going base knesses, the efshel lifchoitz kedetna and akere b'terel ifchaz megillah psukim. The minimal amount that you read when you open the Torah is gemar psukim. So you have to do the minimum. After you do the minimum, you step down. You step down, taka. Zog the ma'avayt, the tiny yidach will enter in a different brisa. Hoya oimed b'tfila. Now, if you're in the middle of davening, v'roye v'ro tsoya kenegdoi, and you see tsoya kenegdoi, so mahalach lefonov, you keep on walking in front of you, until the tzoya is in back of you, 4 amas in back of you. It says over here that you don't have to walk, that the tzoya is 4 amas in back of you. It's sufficient if the tzoya is 4 amas in the side of you too. So Gemara loy kasha, depends. Hode efsha loy efsha. If there's a wall in front of you, if there's a nar in front of you, if there's a highway in front of you, if there's a train tracks in front of you, you can't go any further. You can't do it. Then you take a go. Let's start in. It's enough. Mashenka the efsha zakdrashi leilach afonav yelach afonav shelach chayiv. You go in order that it should be in front of you. If it's loy efsha, if there's a nar zakdrashi, if there's something that's then mistalik letzadim is enough. So the first brayza says by tsoya kenegdo you go dalalamis. Now this is not kenegdoi. This is tsoya bimkoimoi. That means where you are davening. Not pshad, you see tsoya in the side of you, in the front of you, and you have to keep walking. It's right where you are, correct. In your dalalamas. It's where you are, where you're davening. Matsoy bimkoimoi. It's a losh nagamoi. It's kenegdoi, here's bimkoimoi. So omarabe, ava pishechoto, even though you did a sin. Because you're not allowed to daven in a place of tsoya. And it's a chet because you shouldn't been more careful. You were negligent. You're pesheya. You should have looked around you before you davened. Tefillah soy tefillah. It's still a valid tefillah. Afer infecting a mogah mask v'le rova v'zevach reshoyim toyevo. The halacha is that when a rasha brings a carbon, even though he brought a carbon, it's a toyevo. Why? So over here also, you're like a rasha, so to speak. A rasha means berishusa. He brings a carbon. Over here b'pshiyuscha you davened. Just like a rasha continues in his vishas, brings a carbon, it's a tayeva. So if here if you davened without looking and it's right in front of you and you're a pesheya, it's negligent. If it wasn't obvious, then it's not a pesheya. But if it's a pesheya, then it's zevach hashem tayeva. So mele, you should have checked. So then why is it tefilah se tefilah? Elo amagav, the Gemara changes. Hoyel v'chota, you attack a choita. Ava pishespalo, even though you davened, tefilah se tayeva. And it's not a good davening. State in the side, Svarim Acherim say, "My takante lahadav litzle." You take up to daven again. It's not a valid tefillah. Tosis says, "Today is taka." Af bishes palat tefillah to teiva v'havem uves loyuchel esaken, and you cannot correct it. The tefillah is done. V'ripirish di yachsav yispal. You take up to daven again. You take up to do it again. Now the Tosis before that v'hazev hashoyim teiva. Like we said, you have to be a pesheya. It has to be in a place you're davening by a garbage dump. So then, obviously, be careful. Be. It's a makom shel istapek. There's dirty diapers over here. So that's taka a pesheya. But if it's not a makom shel istapek, so then taka it's not considered a pesheya, and then it would not fall into the category of zevach reshoyim toyeva. Oh, so the Rashi over here says very gishmak in the Gemara. There's really a hagdara. Of these two types of tsoyas. If the first Gemara says, Oymit mispal ro tsoy kenegdoi. The second, and over there the Gemara says, you have to keep on walking, that the Dalai Lama is on the side of you, or if you could go ahead of you, make sure it's behind you. The second Gemara says, Tsoyabim koimoi. So then, it's not a valid tefillah if you could have checked. It's taka, ain't tefillah tefillah, you have to daven again. The first Gemara doesn't say that davening wasn't a good davening. The first Gemara just says, continue davening, but keep on walking first. First, get out of your position. So Zokdu Rajbi says it's a nafkamina in the Yisoy Dadova. Why? The Tsoya bim koimoi means there's a posik v'shteit, it's a chisoyin in v'hoya machnecha kodosh. So machnecha kodosh, it's a toyeva, meaning if it's not usually there, it's something else, right? V'hoya machnecha kodosh. So if it's not usually there, then you're not a b'sheya. But pshat is if it's usually there, it's in a place that it could be, and it's bim koimoi, it's a chisoyin v'hoya machnecha kodosh. So then tak it's tefilos a toyeva. Mashenkin when it's soya kenegdoi, so then it's a different chisoyin. It's not machnecha kodesh. Then it's lo yira b'cho'er v'zdovar. Oh, so then it's not a din of voya machnecha kodesh, meaning the makoim. It's lo yira b'cho'er v'zdovar. You shouldn't see it. So then taka, you saw it. So then, if you move away, it's taka not a te'evo. So then, the tefillah is taka valid tefillah. You have to be mahalach. That's a different din. But it's a different din of one is a pasuk of lo yira b'cho, and one is a din of voya machnecha kodesh. Now, this means that you davened, you had to relieve yourself and you didn't, and you're relieving yourself in the midst of the davening. So what do? Poisek, you stop dead and dear, don't daven, continue davening while you're being shoises, while the flow is coming out of you. Ach yichlu amayim, until the water finishes, until the urine finishes. V'choizer, and then you continue davening. You stop for those few minutes, few seconds, 30 seconds, and then you choize mispal. Zog di gemore, lehechon choize, from where do you continue davening? Zog di gemore, Rav Chizde v'Rav Amnuna. There's a machloikas over here. Chad omach choize l'roish, you go back to the beginning of Shemone Esrei. V'chad omach l'mokim sheposak, you go back to the place you left off.
Now, Tosis, right away, says, before we see this explanation, this machlokes of Chizkiya Amnuna, Zok Tosis in the bottom, Mamtin at Shechalo Amayim, B'mashten al gabi karka al gabi begodim. V'ein shom tefeach amnas latpiach. We're talking about where the urine is absorbed, or it's in a begodim where it's not wet enough that if you touch it, it makes something else wet. That's called, it's not tefeach amnas latpiach. Ken mashten l'kamon. Going to Ovid, tip tip, it goes drop drop. Shenev loyim mehego, it's quickly absorbed. V'chem pish rafim ni Yosef. Umir nira, feel it. Mashenkin, if it's not absorbed, if it's something that is wet or it's water in front of you, then taka, you can't just then you can't just continue. Umir nira that no. Afilam yesh mitefech amnas latfiach, even if it's water urine in front of you, even if it's wet enough that it can make something else wet, mutorin, you're allowed to continue. Why? Because this is not a deraisa that can in this whole din of mayim shoysin. Came in the deraisa and asun ala keneged the amud. Deraisa, it's only also keneged the urine itself while it's coming out, keneged the amud when it's flowing. The rabbonim the gozer. It's the rabbonim that you're not allowed to do it in front of. It's not like tzoya. Tzoya is a different thing. Tzoya is before of is the raisa. Here we're talking about it's only connected amud is with the raisa. So norvos tefecham las tefech is rabbonim the kedin. So then came and shoyim mitkvar betulos. Since you started already, loyatchu rabbonim lachs the tefila. You don't have to return again. So that's the pshat. Why over here there's 2 days in tzoyas. If it's talking about that it's absorbed, or even if it's not absorbed, since over here you started already, so then it's only drabon, then you don't have to start again. Now the Gemara says, so back to this machlokes. So now that you go back, after you, while it's coming out of you, that's taka also, that's like keneged amud. So once you finished, so yechoyzeh mispalel, Rav Chizkiya says that yechoyzeh l'roish, or one of them says choyzeh l'roish, v'chadam l'makom sheposak. Zok demor lehem b'hok miflegi, you say the machlokes as follows, ma'as sovar, if you waited the time span in the middle of the tefillah that it takes to finish the whole Shemoneh Esrei, that means, not from where you're up to, it means the time that it takes to finish Shemoneh Esrei, whatever that tefillah is Rosh Hashanah is a very long tefillah, Musaf. Another tefillah is a shorter tefillah. So I'm sure the Ligmar is cooler, the time that it finishes, to finish the whole Shemoneh Esrei, Choyzeh L'Rosh, so then it's considered a Hefsek, and you go back to the beginning. And the other man says, no, you go to the Makom Sheposak, even in the case of Shah. Like by Kriyashma. Zogt Gemara, Om Ravashi, Hai im Shah im Loi Shah mi Boile. So I bazoi, Zogt Rashi, Bemilse de Rav Chizkiya v'Rav Amnuna mi Boile le Iflugei ben Shah Loi Shah. It should have been Mechalik between Shah and Loi Shah. And it should have said the reason why Yechayz al Rosh is because it's Shal Kedelig Merskula. And the other man don't hold it's not Shal Kedelig Merskula. Umidoy Iflik, since it did not say so clearly Shal, Shma Minu Afilu B'Deloy Shal Ka'omar. It's Mashma that Yechayz al Rosh, according to the man don't, it says Yechayz al Rosh is even by Loy Shal. Since it did not say Shal Yechayz al Rosh, it's Mashma Yechayz al Rosh. And it's not telling the Machlokes if in the din of Shal that Yechayz al Rosh. Zog the Mara, the Gemara is choizer from this. Ella look mal oilam the kuli alnim shaka de ligmas kula, choizel rush. Everyone agrees if it's shaka de ligmas kula, you are choizel rush. That's not the machlaikas. The hosom, be the loy shaka mifigi. It's not a machlaikas in shah. It's talking about your loy shah. You did not take the time span that it takes to finish the Oshman Esrei. The mass of a gavra de chuyuhu. The mass holds, that means, Rashi explains, since you started davening at the time you were tzorchel in the kovov, because you don't just urinate shoises if you didn't have to go beforehand. It doesn't happen out of nowhere. Zog Rashi, kshehischel espal v'avet tzorchel in the kovov, so you're a dochuy, you're a gavret chuyo, since you davened in the time you were not supposed to. So that which you davened is not a tefillah, and that's where choyzel l'roish, because you were able, you had to go then already. So ma'asov a gavret chuyo, the person is considered a dochuy. So you have to start again. Ve'ein roi, and that's where you start from the beginning. The person is a gavre chazia. So Rashi, even though we see he couldn't have finished the time that it takes to finish Menesrei and only urinate later, Baraya, he was mashed in the middle, so that's the biggest proof that he couldn't wait. It's not pshat, oh, I could have waited. The parents said, no, you couldn't wait. Where are you with choices? So, Abdi Shein Yochel Hamti Nachi Yisam, Tfilo Se Tfilo. Why? Ruyu Mashispal Koim Shesisa. That which you davened before you were mashed in is a valid tefillah, even though you had to go at that time and you weren't able to hold yourself in, where are you urinated. But that's the machlokes, is that those that tefillah that you said before the Ashtana, is that considered a tefillah tchuya or a tefillah ruya?
Dependent on how long a guy takes
the davening. Oh, we'll see you in a second. That's the next Gemara that got me parsed. It's Mamish Nagei to that. Now, It's correct. It's that person. How long it takes to take that Shemoneh Esrei? Now, Tosfos over here on Amud Beis has a gavaldig kasha. Tosfos has a kasha in the middle of Kuliyam Chozel Rosh. Tosfos in the middle has a kasha on Amud Beis, the big Tosfos, Ella. Zog Tosfos, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, V'teima, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shoma Teisha Tkiz B'Teisha Shoyz B'Yoyim, Yotza. The Gemara's Hamin it was, it's Shoka the Ligmar's Kula, Yechozel Rosh. There's a Gemara that says clearly you can hear Tkiya Shofar 9 koilas throughout the whole day of Rosh Hashanah. In Shoma Teisha Tkiyas, it's Mitzdarif. So even though Kedet Shah Kedelas is Kulam. So if this din of Shah should be Mafsik, Sabat Kriyashma, Sabat Shemana Esrei, Sabat Tkiya Shofa, and we see Kedel Ligmar is Kulam is not a Mafsik, so Vosaps over here, Shah Kedel Ligmar by Kriyashma or by Tvila or by Shemana Esrei, is it a Mafsik? What's the Pshat? Avdem Zok Teisha, Vo'ima Sami Kutsi, the Yesh Lechalek, the Shiny Hocha, the Eina Royal Likrois. Pshat is over here when the person is Shoises, he's not Royal Likrois. So then it's taka, it's you have to start again because then there's a chisson of shokad ligmar es kuloi. Mashenkein or mevoyis atenoyfos. Mashenkein over there, you're a gavre that's roi. Aval echad the gavre chazi kumei megillah v'shoifer. I'm able to hear the koilas within a shorter time span. I happen to take a break of 9 koilas throughout a whole 12-hour period. But the gavre be'etzem is chazi. So then taka is not chazi l'roish. That's the difference. He's mechalik in the lomdus between the gavre being roi or not. Other rishonim say the rift. Other rishonim meiri. They say the vart is not because of the person being roi or not. They say the chisaron is that when you're davening, it's a din that you have to be oymed lefnei Hashem. Tefillah is oymed lefnei Hashem. If there's a hefsek in your tefillah now, the time span that it takes to finish the whole Shemoneh Esrei, so you're not being mitzarev the Shemoneh Esrei from the beginning and the break that down in the middle to the end tefillah. Tefillah is a din in the tefillah that has to be oymed lefnei Hashem. So kolzman, it's less than that time span. You're mitzarev the two parts of the tefillah with the break in between. But if the break is too long, then you don't see an oymed lefnei Hashem in the tefillah from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei till the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So it's a lamda shechilik, meaning is it a chisaron in the gavra, in the person? He's not roi, or is the pshat is it's a chisaron in the chefs of the tefillah? The tefillah is not a tefillah that you can be mitzarev the tefillah when it's shakadei. All this is not negated by tkiyas. By tkiyas, the gavre is chazi. So that then takets had a problem. But she'enke, the rishonim learn up what's the sami kutzi. Another rishonim, what's the chisaron by tefillah? Is it mitzad the person or is it mitzad the etzem shon esrei? Zog the gemara weiter. Tonu rabbanon hanitzrach l'nekovov. If someone has to urinate, he has to go to the beis hakisei for ketanim. Al yispalel, do not daven at that time. But rather, go to the bathroom, obviously, beforehand. V'im his palel, and if you did daven, and you had to go, and you ignored it, tfilos et te'eva, it's not a valid tefillah. That means if daven again. Omer Rav Zvid, v'tem Rav Yudah lo'ishono, l'sheni yochel isho is ba'atzmoy. Oh, this is a very important halacha. It's only negeya if a person cannot hold himself back for the time that it takes to daven. Aval im yochel isho is ba'atzmoy, if you're able to hold yourself back, even though you have to relieve yourself, you know, shouldn't do this chatchila, but lemais et tefillah et tefillah. You don't have to daven again. Now, for at kama, what's this time span that you're saying? What you said before, what's the time span that you can hold yourself back that you can still daven and it's tefillah et tefillah? Omer Rav Sheish is at parsa. A parsa is the time span that it takes to walk a parsa. A parsa is a 72 minutes, is an hour and a quarter. Stating the Bach and others, Simen Tzadi Beis, it's a shear of 72 minutes, an hour and a quarter. Now, so this shear. It state in the poskim, it's the shear of mahalach parsa. It's very meduktuk because Kvega brings the Ginas Vrodim that it says dafka your mahalach parsa. There's a big difference between sitting down and holding yourself back, or while you're walking and holding yourself back. It's much harder when you're holding yourself. So you have to be mishar. Would you be able to walk a parsa? Not stay in your seat and hold yourself back. You're able to walk a parsa, mahalach shir parsa. Otherwise, the Gemara could have said, Zoktim Kivega, Shem Ginez Vodim, could have said, a shir of a shav areva. What would, let it say 72 minutes. Why does it say a shir of mahalach parsa? Because tzak, it's a shir that you have to imagine that you're walking. That's the shir that's tzak a parsa. Now, what's the reason why it's tzak a parsa? So the parsa can say, because parsa is the zman that it takes to daven. So you want to know how long davening should be taking? That's with the hachonas, by the way. With the hachonas and everything, a parsa, a shavareva, 72 minutes, is as man of a shachas. So we're not so bad. We're pretty good. We're less than that. Zog de Gemara, Ike de masni lo amasnisen. The others that learned this on the braise, b'medvom amurim, when is this din that Hanitzach in the Kovov, Al Yispalel, Zog the Gemara, Shein Yochel Lamed Al Atzmai, if you cannot hold yourself back, Alam Yochel Lamed Al Atzmai, Tfilos et Tfilah, Tzvala Tfilah, Vaat Kama, and what's the shear? The Brais is saying, what's the shear of Tfilos et Tfilah? Om Razvid Ad Pasa, Zog the Gemara. Now this chisaron of not davening in the time that you have to relieve yourself, there is a difference between ketanim and gdolim, because it's really a question of what the chisaron is. Is the chisaron because you can't be mischaven? So then by ketanim and gdolim both you can't be mechaven. You have to relieve yourself. It doesn't make a difference. You can't be mechaven. Is the chisaron that it's meshukutz? You have in your intestines now that you're about to relieve yourself. So the shikutz is by tzoya. Mashenka by ketanim, tfilos et tfila. Even though you have to, it's in you. It's ready to come. But lamaisi, you can hold yourself back. So that's why it's an afkamina. What the vart is, how you're learning up, it's a din in shikutz or it's a din in kavona. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rab Shmuel, Banachmeni, Omer Rab Yonison. Hanitzach in the kavov. Oh, if someone has to relieve himself, you have to ready yourself before you daven. Hikon means check yourself out if you have to relieve yourself or not. Watch yourself that you shouldn't sin because it's philosophy. If you cannot hold yourself back, and it's a question if you have to be chazal rosh. Vim techta, have a carbon lefonai, and if you sin, you bring a carbon. Vikov lishmoya, divrei chachomim, and vikov lishmoya, divrei chachomim, meaning, do korv lishmoya, zagdashi, tshuva, bavos komnacha. Be korv lishmoya, do tshuva while you bring the carbon, like the chachomim do. Omer Rava, have a korv lishmoya, divrei chachomim, shim choyte mevim carbon. They bring a carbon, vois in tshuva, mitesas ksilim, unlike the ksilim. Zevach, alti ksilim shechoytim mevim carbon. Choytim ksilim bring a carbon. They don't even know why they bring a carbon. Ven oisim tshuva, they don't know the tshuva. Kenim yoidim lasis ra. They don't know if they're doing ra. They think they bring a carbon. It's tam anedova, it's tam shlomim. Zog mori yochet tzadikim nenu. What do you mean? So tomorrow's first hamina is einim oisim tshuva kenim yoidim lasis ra. Enim yoidim lasis ra. They don't know how to do bad. So then the rishoyim, they don't know how to do bad. Is that tzaddikim? What makes them rishoyim? So Gemara, no, you have to learn the pasuk as follows. Ela alti keksilim shechoytim umevim carbon venim yoidim imal toivim mevim imal roim mevim. They don't know if it's a toida or a shlomim. They think it's a good thing. That rather be like the chachomim that know why they bring it. Omer kodesh baruch hu ben toiv l'rayim mevchinim. They don't know. They don't have any inkling if the difference if they bring a toiv carbon or a ra. Vehem mevim carbon lefonim. They bring a carbon. It's zevach rishoyim tachdafnis azat carbon. It's keksilim. It's mitzvah ksilim. Zok the Gemara, Rav Ashi, v'teima Reb Chanina bar Papa Omar, shmor nekovecho b'shosh hatoim b'tfila lefonai, shmor nekovecho b'shosh hatoim l'tfila. Zok the Rashi, shmor nekovecho mibein raglecho k'mo lahasech ez raglov, shmor nekovecho shlo yafichu. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Oh, the din of Beis Akisei. Hanichnas lebeis Akisei. Now, with Beis Akisei, Rashi right away says, we'll see soon in a second what kind of basic kisei. Zok the Gemara, what do you when the enter basic kisei? You're wearing tefillin, especially in the old days. You wore tefillin all day. So choylet tefillov, you remove your tefillin b'richuk dalar ames 4 ames before you enter the basic kisei. V'nichlas, then you enter. Omer avachya barav huna omer sheishes loishon on the basic kisei kavua. It means a basic kisei that people make gdolim in it, there's tzoy in it, and they already used it in the past. Aber basic kisei arad that wasn't used yet. It's on occasion, it's not really used. Then choylitz, then you don't have to remove it dalal ames before, you have to remove it, but your choylitz right before you enter, v'nifne la'altar, and then as long as you removed it before you entered. Now, Zog Rashi, what are we talking about? Beis HaKisei Kavua, Sheyesh Boi Tzoya. Beis HaKisei Kavua has Tzoya in it. V'chol Bote Kisir Shebegemor Al Pnei Asod Dehem B'loi Chafira. In the olden days, it was before irrigation system, before a bathrooms that we have. So it was sitting on the Kaka Pnei Asod. You entered a place, and it was a Soda of Beis HaKisei, of Tzoya. It's a big nafkamina because our Bote Kisiyos, it's mechusa, number one, it's covered. Number two, if you flush it, for sure, it's not even apnei asoda. The chisaron is the Beis HaKisei where the tzoya is there. It's mamish there in front of you, apnei asoda, the karka. It's not dug, also it's mamish covered and it's flushed. You have to see when it's obviously when it before that happens and it's open and it's not, then it has it in Beis HaKisei maybe. But upon him, here, it's not so posher that our Bote Kisiyos have this din. Now, I'm creating this into a field now that's going to create into the Beis HaKisei. So that's different. Now, it's aray. You're starting it off. Maybe it was a little done already. You don't know for sure if there is. So that's taka. You remove it only before you enter. You don't have to have dalal amis before. Zok the gemara again. Hanichas beiskisa cholitz v'nim begrik dalal amis. Omer Rav Acha loyshon la beiskisa kavua. Beiskisa aray cholitz v'nim fil alter. Ukshi yoytze. And when you leave, when you exit, yoytze marchik dalal amis umenichon. You don't put your tefillin back on right away, but you remove dal and amos before you put them back on. Why? You made it into basic kisa kavua. After you were mefana, now it became a basic kisa kavua. Now, what tefillin are we talking about? We're talking about a tefillin shel roish that is not mechusa.
My rabbi covered it with tefillin shel yad.
Oh, when he urinated. Oh, talk to Gemara. That's going to be the Gemara over here. Ibayelu. What about entering a beis hakisei kavua just lahashtin? Zok drashi, kishen b'roish ha'komar. If you're still wearing the tefillin on the roish, are you allowed to enter the beis hakisei lahashtin? Ravina shori, Ravina said it's mutter. Rav Adi bar Masna osar, he asked it. Zok d'gemara, osar shayl l'rova omelu, osur. It's osur. Chayshinon shami yifne behen. You might be mefana gdoilim, zok drashi. You might start off as ktanim, but it might end up being gdoilim. So you have to take it off. The problem is you might be mefiach, and mefiach is also with tefillin. So mela, it's also. So
it's so unclear from other people that doesn't make a difference.
The what?
So are there from other people?
Doesn't matter. Which soya? So
why we make? Why you allowed to go in there with your tefillin on this soya?
Let's see the toys on the top. Let's see. Zok toys chayshin shami yifne ben va'osu v'dafke beis kisei kavua chayshin on shami yifne ben dafke beis kisei kavua. Since you might make doilim, since it's meant for that. Aber beis kisei aray she ain rin lefaneshom muter lahashben v'loy chayshin shami yifane behen. V'horitani kaman lo yashne ben afilo beis kisei aray hane dafke she'oichzim biyodim. When you're holding it in your hand, the chayshin on shami yishavshem ben ani tzoytzes im yiplumayim raglo v'yiga ba'amo. So that's the problem because it might touch you. You're asking a different question. You're saying if it's a beis kisei kavua, what about the etzim tzoya that's there? So what happened to that? So you have to say that either it's covered, but that's not the hagdara of a beis kisei kavua, and it's you don't have that problem. Or maybe it's berichuk dal ramas. You don't have the problem.
My rabbi covered the shug. He covered.
So the brisa continues. Tanya Ida who learned in a different brisa. Hanichle beis kisei kavua choylet tefila berichuk dal ramas. You have to remove it dal ramas away. Umenicham bchaloi na somach to shusram. You put it into window sill. Somach to the shusram. And venichnas ukshiyoytze machik dal ramas umenichal and you put it back on with the richuk of dal ramas. Divrei shamai. Ubeshilo oimrim oichsam biyada. You took hold it in your hand. You don't leave it there. Venichas Rabbi Kiva oimer oichsam bebigdo. You hold it in your baget in your hand. Venichnas. So Gemara bebigdo b'sag daitoch stam in your baget without holding your hand. Zimnin mishlilu with full. Venafli eleema oichsam bebigdo uveyada. You have two conditions: bebaget and your hand. Venichnas umenichon. Now this is talking about after your nichnas, your menichon bechorin asimuchon beis hakisei. The Tzlach explains that we're talking about in a case where you can't hold it in your hands; it might fall even bebigdoy. So then your menichon bechorin asimuchon, and not in the koysel of Dushas Rabim, but in the like the Gemara is going to say right now. V'leinichon bechorin asimuchon Dushas Rabim shemayitlun oisem oibidrochem. People might take them. We only the chshad. What's the chshad? The Gemara says the following ma'isa. U'ma'isa b'talmadechot sheniach tefillah bechorin asimuchon Dushas Rabim. He places tefillin in the chorin asimuchon Dushas Rabim. And what happened? Ubosa Zoina Achas, a Zoina came, when a Taltan she took them, and then she walked the next day into the Beis Medrash. Ubosa Beis Medrash of Omra, Ruma Nosli Ploini Bischori. Look what so and so gave me for my schar for Znus. So Kevin Shoshoma, this never happened, the story. He heard this, it was Azab Busha, look what it did to him. Kevin Shoshoma Oise, what bullying can do, look what the Gemara says. Kevin Shoshoma Oise, Talmud Kach, Ola Lorosh Hagag, Venofel Umeis. Never committed to it, he fell off the roof. You cannot leave it in the choirin, so much as rabim, because someone might take it, but rather hold it in your hand, the big day v'nichnas. Okay, we'll see this tomorrow again. Tomorrow we'll stop here. Ton Rabbanon.